Hello everyone, what's going on? It's your girl Tinky Bell here, and today is Wednesday, meaning that it is a gaming Wednesday. I'm super duper excited to talk about this because this kind of just dropped. I'm actually looking at when it actually dropped just recently. This dropped 4 hours ago, and I'm so excited to talk about this. If you guys don't know, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach official reveal trailer for the PlayStation 5 showcase kind of dropped 4 hours ago. Some of you guys pretty much already have seen it, but I just got a notification not too long ago, and I was super excited. I was checking it out, and I have a few notes and a few theories, and I thought, why not give you guys a live reaction of me actually reviewing this and give you guys my own theories. A little sidetracked, I know I was going to talk about Sonic, but this felt like it was more important. You can kind of see here more excitement into my voice because I have been with Five Nights at Freddy's or FNAF ever since it first came out. I remember the first YouTuber I watched to play Five Nights at Freddy's was Dashy, and Five Nights at Freddy's was the game that introduced me to Markiplier and 8-Bit Ryan and Razbowski, and I don't think Jack, I want to say in Jacksepticeye and so many other YouTubers. So I do consider myself as part of the FNAF community. Five Nights at Freddy's was probably one of the few games or one of the few fandoms that I have watched grow so big to the point where I am proud to call myself a FNAF fan. And now that I know that Security Breach is on here, I have podcasts, I can do my theories on this. So let's get this started. So I did take a few notes, and I am going to watch it from my other phone because, so you guys may not be able to hear it, but if you guys, or you guys may you may possibly hear it, I don't know. I don't really listen back to any of my videos, to any of my episodes of when I'm talking. So, but you guys are going to just hear me. Like, well, let's get started. I feel like I'm babbling. So may contain content appropriate for children. That makes sense. Okay. So obviously, we now officially have Vanessa. If you guys don't really know what Five Nights at Freddy's is, because I feel like I should probably explain that. Five Nights at Freddy's is basically a horror game that pretty much has elaborated over time. It's basically pretty much about these animatronics pretty much coming to kill you. But the story plot of it is really complex. I may possibly do another Gaming Wednesday where I kind of just talk about what Five Nights at Freddy's is, although I feel like FNAF has a lot of fans anyway. But for those of you guys who don't know, I will probably do a video on that next time. But if you don't know who Vanessa is, in the last game we had the last installment of the series was FNAF VR, aka Help Wanted, where we get introduced to Vanessa, who apparently lets out the spirit of William Afton, aka Springtrap, aka Glitchtrap. Is the theory going around that William Afton's spirit went into a computer AI system, and he inhabited this weird suit called Glitchtrap. And Vanessa, one of the workers at the place, apparently let Glitchtrap out, and now she's either possessed or she's affected by Glitchtrap. And of course she's now pretty much the antagonist and the follower of William Afton, who's really the main villain in Five Nights at Freddy's. So that's basically what's going on. I'm actually going to replay this because okay, obviously she's calling out to, but also she's calling out to this kid named Gregory. We don't know who Gregory is. I'm guessing that Gregory is either going to be the character we're going to be playing as, or possibly could be the security guard that we're playing as. But I'm going to get to Gregory kind of in a minute. But obviously Vanessa's calling out to Gregory saying, like, his friends are worried about him, which kind of leads me to ask questions about Vanessa. You know, how does Vanessa know Gregory? Is it more of a personal level, or is it more like what William Afton did, as in like luring the kids over to kind of, you know, eradicate them all? That's the best way I can kind of explain it. I'm not going to say kill, eradicate, even though I just said it, but eradicate them. Or is it more like I stated before, Vanessa probably knows about these kids and is know about this kid Gregory. I'm really curious on who we're going to be playing as in FNAF Security Breach. I really want to know if we're going to either be playing as Gregory or the security guard. If you guys don't know, in Five Nights at Freddy's, and usually the gameplays, we always play as the security guard. In Five Nights at Freddy's 1, 2, 3, 4, no. In Five Nights at Freddy's 1, 2, 3, 5, and I believe 6, we've all played as a security guard. The only time we've ever really played as a kid was in FNAF 4. So it would really be nice to kind of play as a kid again, you know, running away from Vanessa. Or maybe we're going to be playing as a security guard, which was revealed to be a girl. The first time I think we ever get a female protagonist in the FNAF series, because usually a lot of them are guys. But Vanessa states, like, his friends are worried about him, which makes me think, you know, did Vanessa take his friends as well? Or is there more people than just Vanessa? And Gregory was just the one to witness everything and run off, and Vanessa was like, okay, you guys stay here and deal with the others. I'm gonna go chase after this kid. Okay, so in the next scene, we hear Vanessa said, I know I lost my temper earlier, but that was just a glitch, and her voice glitches out, which goes back to the thing, maybe Vanessa's probably possessed or affected by glitch trap, and because no human voice can sound like a glitch. No voice can do that. I think if you practice hard enough, but I don't think it's physically possible. So maybe she's basically been possessed. And we also get to hear, so I just knew about this like today, like not even in 24 hours. I learned that we have a new animatronic in this game, and it's apparently supposed to be like a moon or something, and it looks pretty darn evil. And this is my theory for that animatronic. What if that animatronic, because it has red eyes, and I'll explain it later, but what if that animatronic is supposed to be the vessel for glitch trap? To all of my FNAF fans, think about it. Okay, the vessel for, what if that animatronic is the vessel for glitch trap? And the reason why I'm saying that is because the way that this animatronic is moving, and it moves in the trailer, looks like it's stalking the kid. And it's very disturbing. Like, even if I was just a random kid watching this trailer, I can feel the chills down my arm, because the animatronic is just stalking this kid, aka Gregory. And you can hear Gregory running away from Vanessa, like, hey, I know something's up, so I'm bailing out of here. Of course, she's saying like it won't happen again, and the doors, it looks like where they're at for the first few seconds of the trailer, it looks like they're in the storage they're in the storage container, where we kind of see Vanessa walking in, and it looks like it, and then it goes over into the kitchen, which this is probably the first time we've ever actually seen a kitchen in FNAF. And of course, the door closes. It's been such a difficult day for all of us. And then she says, it's been such a difficult day for all of us. Again, this goes back to my thing that maybe Vanessa is not the only villain. Like, it's not the only person there. Because I think even MatPat speculated this. It's been a while, guys. But I think it's been speculated that this is obviously like a cult type of deal. So what if it's not really just Vanessa, but it's an entire group of, you know, glitch trap possessed people doing this, you know, and we all have to run, we're all playing as Gregory to run away from him. Or Vanessa could just be referring to, like, Gregory's friends, herself, and even to Gregory, like, hey, it's all been a stressful time, you know what I mean? It's all been really, really rough on all of us, trying to sweet talk him to come out. But we are now inside part of the complex. We get to see some, like, cut out of the characters like Montgomery. People speculated that that area could be a party room. I kind of expect this to be like, yeah, it could be a party room for like kids who want to like just calm down, or it could be for parents. So Vanessa's like, why don't you come out so we can play a game together, you know, trying to lure Gregory out like William Afton did with the other kids. Obviously, like, Gregory's on the verge of breaking down. Vanessa's prompting, like, hey, like, I was just angry the other time. Like, it won't happen again. And after we leave, because in the first scene, like, in the third scene, we are in the laser maze area. Because, why don't you come out and we can play a game together? Yeah, so we're in, like, the laser tag area where, you know, you can obviously the cutout of the characters are. And I'm guessing because I know Daco said this, but I really do hope we do actually go in the laser tag area, because I feel like that would be fun. It would be irritating, but that would be fun, you know? And I love this trailer. It's so colorful. It does give me like a somewhat of a pop 80s vibe. And I believe that's where this entire thing takes place. But it's just, it looks so modern and so well done. In fact, it makes me feel like I'm looking more into the future. I turned it up. So now we're in kind of like the entrance area. We see a little bit more of where the plaza, what the plaza looks like. We have like a golden glam rock Freddy statue in the middle. We got pictures of glam rock Freddy and glam rock Chica. You know, it, oh man, like it looks so gorgeous. I don't really have any theories, but my theories is that this is going to be a free roam. Because there's no way we're just going to do a point and click type of thing like we did in FNAF 1, 2, and 3. We're going to be doing a lot of free roaming. And it looks like we're going to be going up and down the stairs. It also looks like we're going to be hiding from a few animatronics as well. Because, of course, in FNAF, we have to run away from animatronics because they're crazy and they're evil. Even though there's a more deeper lore. Now, I think it's this next scene popping up that really just took me by surprise, where I know other people probably made their theories on it, but I'm gonna make it mine, and I'm pretty sure other people have stated this. And Vanessa's voice just glitches out even more, like saying, it was just a glitch, which obviously, you know, like, there's something off about, there's something in that entire phrase that sticks out to me the most. Like, it's just a glitch. Because she repeats that again for the second time. Like, there's something about that phrase, it's just a glitch, that means so much. And I know that it could possibly mean, like, glitch trap. But I feel like there's more to a deeper meaning. Like, part of me is thinking, like, what if Vanessa didn't really want any of this? And she's, like, dealing with the glitch trap part of her, and the other part of her, and the real her, is, like, you know, is also there. So think of it like there's two split personalities. You have the glitch trap part of her taking over, and the, you know, it's just a glitch is the real her, and the glitch trap part of her explaining to people, like, it's just a glitch, like, it's nothing, like, there's something wrong, there's something within that phrase it means something. And with FNAF, you need to decipher everything. Because there is so much clues to FNAF, man, I cannot even explain. And this is the part that I enjoy. You guys could probably hear it because I turned it up. Someone is speaking to Gregory that's not Vanessa. Obviously, it's a male voice, and there's only two male animatronics that we know of. Glamrock Freddy and Montgomery, who's like the Glamrock alligator. So, it's either one of those two animatronics talking, and I know people speculate this before, and I jump on the train. What if the animatronics are trying to help Gregory? Or maybe it's not just all of the animatronics, it's really just one of them. And this is where I'm thinking that maybe Montgomery is really the animatronic that's trying to help Gregory, because he's like, Gregory, stay still, I think she's found us. Which means, okay, obviously somebody's helping us. It does sound like, I'm actually going to replay it again just to make sure. If it's just us, shh. Gregory, be still. I think she's found us. Yeah, it sounds very echoey and sort of and deeply robotic. So I'm guessing that could be Montgomery. I'm going to call it as Montgomery. If it's Freddy, I'm a fangirl even more. But I'm guessing it's Montgomery saying this, aka the alligator. So here's my theory. What if Montgomery, like, what if we were a kid, and if we play as the kid, what if something happened there and we have to visit the area? What if something happened there before? Where now we're with all of our friends as Gregory, and something happens, and the animatronic Montgomery is actually someone important to us, and he's trying to help us clear through everything. I think there's been other like shares of FNAF security breach where we actually get to see what the animatronics are like, and honestly, it would be really cool if we had an animatronic helping us. It's kind of like Baby in FNAF Sister Location, where she was sort of helping us out, but not really. But this time we actually see a kid and an animatronic help each other. It would be super duper cool. And then the ending trailer just really has Vanessa jump scaring us at the end. Like this is the first we actually get to hear about like security breach, and we have been wanting to do anything. Yeah, like I'm looking at the comment section right now, and someone like by the user AHZHD, you know, states like Freddy Fazbear's Casino and Resort, because if you look at the trailer, it does look like a casino, and that was the thing that was getting me. It looked like a casino and sort of like a resort. It looks like that super mega mall that you see in like movies or in cartoons or in animes and everything else. Like, it just looks so, it looks so good. And it even, there we go, it looks cyberpunk, and I'm a big fat cyberpunk fan. It looks like a very, very cyberpunk. I can't wait to see like what Game Theory has to offer. And it's so funny because Game Theory actually like made a video on aka MatPat made a video on like Golden Freddy's real identity, and he was saying in the end like, Scott, what about the trailer, Scott? Oh, I guess that usually works. And here it is four hours later. So this, it would be really, really full. It's really, really cool. It's time for the King of Five Nights at Freddy's to come back. Yeah, everyone is like, that logo is literally literally Freddy flexing us. Oh my gosh, like I love, oh man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what this is actually happening. Like, oh my gosh. Do I have any more theories on this? Like, anything that I wrote down? Do I have any more theories? Not really than what I actually can say. The only thing I'm actually really disappointed in is the fact that Bonnie is no longer in the game. I was really disappointed when I saw that there were two other animatronics that wasn't Bonnie or Foxy, 'cause we have Glamrock Freddy, and then we have Glamrock Chica, and then we got like an alligator and a wolf animatronic, a female wolf animatronic and a male alligator animatronic or croc. No, it's an alligator. I think it's an alligator. And I was a little disappointed that we weren't gonna get Bonnie or we weren't gonna get like Foxy, because I know Foxy is an instant fan favorite. Why, I don't know, but I know that Foxy is a big fat fan favorite. Me personally, I love Bonnie. He was my first jump scare, and I just fell in love with that character ever since. And it's just a little disappointed that we don't get to see him. But yeah, that was FNAF Security Breach. And my entire thing is people can go on like absolute galore. I'm trying to find out to see if there's like anything else in this entire, like if there's anything else that I could really just talk about, that any type of theories or everything else. Like I'm trying to think of something here. I can't really think because there's not really a lot of information on this one. So, well, actually, my really big question is the warehouse. Like I said, in the beginning of the trailer, we are going through a warehouse. So, I'm speculating that we're going to be playing as the kid. We're either going to be playing as one or two characters. We're going to be either playing as the kid, where we're gonna have to look at it in Gregory's perspective, or we're gonna be playing as Gregory and the female night guard in FNAF Security Breach, because they wouldn't just reveal the security guard for no apparent reason unless they decide to scrap the idea. But with FNAF Security Breach, it looks like we are gonna be playing as Gregory. I think it'll be my thing is my main theory of Security Breach is because I do think this takes place in the 80s. But pretty much my main theory is we are a kid named Gregory who decides. I feel like I have two theories. Either we're a kid named. So the first theory is that we're a kid named Gregory who's been in the mall before. And the first time we've been at the mall, something kind of happened, or maybe we are aware of the Fazbear Company, or we've done research on it. Whatever the intel could be, maybe we know something about it. And something happens the first, be something happens to the point where, we maybe lost somebody. The next time we go with friends, and instantly, like, something happens, and Vanny or Vanessa is really chasing after us with the rest of this little cult, and we're trying to run away from them, which leads to Montgomery like, "Hey, be still. I think she found us. We're gonna help you out." Because here's the thing, there is no way an animatronic knows is going to help out this kid unless for a specific reason. So maybe the animatronic kind of maybe the animatronics Tronics or Tronic know that there is something going on and they want to protect the kid. Maybe the animatronic wants to protect the kid from not only from Vanny but also from the other animatronics. Like, you cannot touch this kid. I'm going to help you get through everything to the best of my ability. Like, there's just so much theory and things that we could do. I'm probably gonna do like another video on this probably next Wednesday and really just like try to come up with my own type of resource and my own type of thought. But yeah, that's kind of like all I really have for today. I thought it would just be really interesting. I was really, really excited and I had to get it out my chest. But I hope you guys kind of enjoy this little FNAF rant, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful and blessed day. Bye!